Welcome to Neat and Ned, episode 45. We talk about video games, movies, everyday live action. I'm your host, as always, So the Neat.
And I'm your host, Jazz. I'm the Nerd.
Yeah, episode 45. So, you know, we always start off with, are you playing anything or watching anything new?
No, not watching too much new, but got a lot of things I've been playing thanks to Xbox's Game Pass. Couple of oldies, but goldies here, got a chance to finally finish up Dragon Age Origins. Remember that one? That was a good one that BioWare knocked out after the success from Mass Effect. That was a good game.
Oh, yeah.
Ninja Gaiden 3, and 3, I gave that a shot. It was better than I thought it would be. He Ryu was a pretty cool character after all.
Yeah, Ninja Gaiden games are fun.
Mm-hmm. And finally got around to wrapping up the story of Jedi Fallen Order in preparation for the new game Jedi Survivor coming out. Supposedly it's gonna be a lot better than the first one, and the characters not too bad. Kind of a interesting little guy. Right. Other than that, a couple of lighthearted ones. You ever heard of Goat Simulator?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Is it any good?
It's fun, but a little stupid. You know how much the goal is cause as much chaos and destruction as a goat.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really, really, in every sense of the word.
Sounds fun.
Also, checked out Hot Wheels Unleashed. That's a pretty cool game. You ever wanted to see what all those tracks they have you build are like? It's a pretty fun one. I designed a track in the game myself. It was pretty fun. It was like a quadruple figure eight type of deal.
That's pretty neat.
And then lastly, gave this one new game, Wulong Fallen Dynasty, a shot. Kind of like a samurai version of Dark Souls. Remember that one?
Of which one?
Dark Souls.
Yeah, I never really played. I know of Dark Souls, but I never really played Dark Souls.
Yeah, in that game, you're going to be rolling a lot. It's one of those, you know, very tough games. And, you know, even on easy difficulty, one hit is lethal. Wulong Fallen Dynasty, the almost same thing. Gotta really watch your health because there's not a lot of ways to recover easily.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's but not too bad a game.
That's cool.
And of course, also still going through and grinding on Destiny 2 and Modern Warfare 2. Destiny 2 is getting ready to wrap up the first season of Lightfall in a couple more days. So grinding to get all my avatars out the 1800 power level now. And Modern Warfare 2 just unleashed a new season three they're in now. Now added a few more characters to the multiplayer, some new additions to Warzone, a couple of good fixes to it. Good. So yeah, not too much in the watching, but for one thing, hitting this weekend in it's a little early for maybe for May the 4th day, a Star Wars day, but this weekend they're having Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, in the theaters for a few weeks.
Yeah, that was
the weekend.
That was part of our news, it's Episode 5, A New Hope. Oh, am I reading this right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that movie's 40 years old now. That's part of the reason why they're re-releasing it. They talked way back in the day how they were going to try do a 3D of the original ones, But I don't know what happened with that.
Just didn't get off the ground, or was overshadowed by things like felt by Avatar. After Avatar did it, everyone else started doing it. It kind of just wasn't as popular as it used to be anymore.
Well, I think part of it was the Disney buyout, like when Disney bought Lucas. Cause it was like, because we eventually did get what became the Mandalorian and the Boba Fett thing, but Lucasfilm was going to do his own version of that. And when Disney did the buyout, they just redid a lot of stuff. So, like, they just stopped the 3D stuff.
They did. And, yeah, we just wrapped, speaking of the Mando, we wrapped up season three of that one. It was a okay way to wrap, way to round it out. But I think the last episode, kind of a few missed opportunities. We got word that Temuera Morrison, the man who voiced all the clones, Jango Fett and Boba Fett, and now Boba Fett now. Now, turns out he never got caught, or he was waiting to be put in Mando season three, but they never called him about it.
Yeah.
I won't spoil it, but it's basically the Mandalorians versus the Empire to retake their world. I'm like, you do a big Mando battle without the original Mandalorian himself, kind of missed golden opportunity, really.
Yeah, it's just one of those things.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's fine. It's Din show. He'll see his thing. Yeah. I'm sure they'll get a season two of Book of Boba Fett out, and he can dominate that.
I never know what they're gonna do with Star Wars, to be honest, right now.
Chats me neither, brother.
Yeah, it's like, cause I know
they announced the three new movies coming out soon. They're gonna start another new Jedi Order with Rey. They're gonna have the Ahsoka series soon.
Yeah, I'm just not.
Gotta wait and see how those turn out. What story they're gonna tell with those.
Yeah, I'm just not as hyped, especially what we saw with, like, it was okay, like the Han Solo movie, but yeah, so I'm not, like, too hyped about it.
Yeah, me neither. Just coasting along and hung and watching whatever they put out so I can at least have the full informed opinion that I don't like it.
Yeah, that's how I feel about some of these Marvel movies right now. So it was when Marvel first came out, it was like, oh, you know, we're finding stuff. I mean, it's more just cinematic. But now it's just like, they're just cranking them out. They're just trying to, I don't know. Don't get me wrong, I'm still going to go see all superhero movies. But it's like,
nothing we haven't seen before.
Yeah, it's getting a little lackluster. Mm-hmm. But,
all for my watch list. What about you? Anything watching and playing on your end?
Not too much. I haven't really played nothing too new. As far as like old stuff I watch, really just a couple like old horror movies. Like, I watch Housebound. It's on Tubi. It's a New Zealand horror movie. I won't spoil it for you, but definitely check it out if you're into horror. It's I could only find it. If you can find it somewhere else besides Tubi, good luck. But as a reason, I watched Say what?
No, I got it. Keep going.
Yeah. I watched a Never Sleep Freddy Krueger Nightmare on Elm Street documentary. It's like 4 hours. It's also on Tubi for free. It came out like a while back. Like, I want to say 2017 maybe. It just chronicles all the, because it's a documentary. It's just like a making of like all the Krueger movies they made. Except for the remake. Of Krueger, that's the only one they don't touch. They even talk about Jason versus Freddy, that movie, but they don't just talk. Freddy versus Jason. Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, what's her face? Kelly Rowland is in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
that was the one they introduced. Believe it or not, that's the one that introduced me to Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, he's a I don't know. It feels like the first two. I take it back. Three is entertaining. The first three are the really only good ones. Mm-hmm. And from there,
after that, it just started getting more and more harder to take serious. No longer quite the boogeyman he used to be.
Yes, it gets really weird, and they talk about it. And like, there's a documentary. I think it's on, if Shudder is still a thing. It was on Shudder about just the whole thing behind Nightmare on Elm Street too, but it's a weird series, bro. But it was just something to watch. And everything's related to horror. I guess I was just on the horror binge. I watched Terrifier 2 because I saw the first one and I saw All Hallows. It's a series and it's on Prime now. So it's like it was like the big horror movie of last October. So it holds up pretty well. It's pretty crazy though. But that's pretty much it as far as I haven't really like, played anything. I just watched a couple of those older movies. Unless you count Terrified, because Terrified came out this year. It came in October. But so I guess with that, you know, on the 10-minute mark, we'll get to the news. Just a couple of things I wanted to highlight. There is a new Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenchi game coming out. People are hyped for it. They haven't shown they've shown like one image and that's it.
I would like that. I do miss those games. Z Fighters is good and all, but Tenkaichi, I think that was the one that really hit the mark for me.
Oh yeah, so like people are hyped. I'm hyped for it. You know, hopefully it's good. We don't know when it's coming out, but it's in the development. They just showed like a teaser for it. It looks like it's an art style of Z Fighters and Z Fighters, but we just gotta wait to see what they're gonna do with it. Yeah, but it looks interesting. What else do we got? I'm looking. We also got just some like anniversary themes. The first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like you know the live action movie where they were all in suits. That's 33 years old. Came out in 1990. It's definitely a classic. I know a lot of people like the second one. I didn't really like the second one as much, though.
The first one was fun. The second one was
fun. Yeah.
One too. It had much more action packed, I think.
Oh yeah.
The first one, one more story driven. I've got a lot. Take a lot more from outside the audience. It's not just the Turtles, April, and Splinter anymore. It's a lot more people to it.
Yeah. Casey Jones and them makes appearance like we're brief in the first one and a couple other stuff. But it was like, that's good. I like the animated Turtles movie we got, the 2014 one, I think. That's pretty good too. Not a lot of people like it for some reason, but like it.
I thought it was all right.
Yeah, so it's like it's not bad. But we'll see what's going on. Did you ever play the? That's probably April. That is an April Fool's joke. Never mind. Did you ever play Night Trap or whatever, or know about Night Trap?
Night Trap, not that one.
It's a really goofy. It was like a PC game, but they made like April Fool's like it was coming to Game Boy Advance, where you can buy the cartridge, but I don't know if it actually works. I was like, that's funny though.
As in night with a K or the N?
N. Like, okay. Yeah, like Night Trap. It was just a weird survival game.
Interesting.
Yeah. Did you ever play Grand Blue? By any chance, like a fighting game?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Not that one.
And I think it's also by Arx. It's the same people that did Blaze Blue and Guilty Gear. But they're making another one. Because they said they're kind of slowing down in DF Duel. Same, they're kind of slowing down with DF Duel and Guilty Gear. So that's their next big fighting game. But Siegfried from Soul Calibur is going to be in it. So that's kind of interesting. Really? Yeah. So like people are kind of hyped about that. It should be fun. The first one was entertaining.
That's a good one. Well, that's a good way to cross it over.
Yeah.
I have a couple people from King of Fighters and Dead or Alive. I've said, why not take a few from Soul Calibur and put it into there?
Yeah, Kuma's in Tekken. Yeah, so I was like, they're doing all kinds of weird crossovers now. It's crazy. Some of like the like, I know we got like a lot of Tekken trailers that just dropped. For Tekken 8 is coming out. The most recent one, Lilith is back. Asuka's gonna be at Leroy Smith's back. Jax is back. Paul's back. So I was like, nice. We still haven't got a release date for when Tekken 8 is gonna come out, but they keep dropping trailers. We know Nina's gonna be in it. Jin and Azula. So I was like, there's a lot of characters in it. So I was like, yeah, it should be. They're ramping up a lot for.
What about Jin and Heihachi? They still back or?
Yeah, well, we don't know about Heihachi, but Jin is gonna be in it. So it's interesting to see, if they're gonna be in it or not.
But nice.
Yeah, did you see the Blue Beetle trailer?
Mm-hmm, I did.
What are your thoughts on it?
Interesting. I heard of the character from Young Justice. Never got what he was about at the time. Like he was wasn't sure if it was a suit thing or he had powers or something, or if he was, you know, just simply a guy with beetle powers, like a but the trailer kind of was eye-opening a little bit. It's gonna be interesting seeing what they do with the character on this one, and it's taking place, and I'm pretty sure it looked like Mexico. Remember, that's gonna be a good representation there.
Oh yeah, it's just, and everyone's like excited about that last scene when he draws the sword. But it was like, I mean, I don't blame you for not, because that's, yeah, Blue Beetle's just a guy in like a super suit, and there was like two other Blue Beetles before him. So I was like, but hopefully it's good, you know. But we shall see.
I think so. The trailer did look pretty good. And everyone likes cameos these days, you know?
Yeah, it's just always hard to tell. Like, I like the DC movies, but it's always hard to tell, like, as far as what they do. What about the Marvel trailer, teaser trailer? Did you watch that?
Marvel's, no, I only saw a picture. He saw pictures of it. It was a little psyched for that. Good to see all of them coming together.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to watch it.
Miss Marvel, I was a little, didn't like the way they animated her power. I think they kind of underdid it a bit, but.
Yeah, Yeah, that's fair. Well, she just has stretch powers.
Mm-hmm. And they just give her, you know, energy blast, like it's fast projections. And it's like, come on, y'all can do better.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. We'll see, man. Yeah, I really can't say.
Best they could do, or just trying to keep it different from the original story, maybe.
Yeah, it's just really hard the tale, but
it's interesting to see all three of them coming together. My sister and me loved the Black Girl, Monica. We can't wait to see what she's gonna play in this one.
Yeah, we shall see. She has a big story arc in the comics, but we'll see what they do with her. Just a few other things, like news for... I'm just like looking at my notes. Evo Japan did happen. That was where they released most of the Tekken stuff, yeah. It was like... That's where they released the Stick Fight trailer. They released the Barbie teaser trailer a while back. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel about it.
Saw that one, too. Right.
Yeah.
It's
gonna
be alright.
Yeah, that's pretty much my sentiment. That originally I was like, okay, this might be interesting, but after now I'm like, I'm not as hyped anymore.
It's Barbie. I'm not. Exactly. How much of a story can it have, you know?
Yeah, there was also a rumor that the Robert Pattinson Batman, that Clayface was going to be in it. But now it seems like James Gunn is going a different direction with Batman. So it was like, I don't know what James Gunn's up to. He says he wants to do another Batman, another more stuff with Harley Quinn and Superman. He says he's not really interested in the Milestone characters, like as far as Static. I don't know if that's a troll move or not, but he's really big into Mr. Terrific. So I was like, I'm kind of curious where he's going to take the DC universe.
Interesting.
Yeah, but that was pretty much it as far as news on the 20-minute mark. I guess we'll get...
Speaking of Barbie, before we get into it, I missed one thing on my watch list. I finally got around to checking out that Power Rangers movie on Netflix. Once a Ranger, always a Ranger. Finally got around to that. I've been avoiding it after Jason David Frank the Hank died. Wasn't quite ready for that yet, but finally got around to it yesterday.
Yeah, was it any good?
It's all right.
Yeah, I didn't think they needed to make another Power Rangers movie, but I guess the original cast members got to get paid.
Right, neither did I, but you know, it's one of those. It's all right. Just don't ask too many questions about it.
I didn't watch it. I was huge in Power Rangers when it first came out, but I kind of phased out of it.
That's just to watch it play out. Yeah. I'll save the questions for another day.
Yeah. Now, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, on the other hand, they consistently seem to be entertaining on all stuff to do it with them.
They do.
So I'll probably will see an animated movie, whether it's good or not, we'll see.
That was that. Yeah. That's one thing I missed.
But yeah, I figured like since we did football because the USFL and XFL is coming to a close. And March Madness ended already. And the NBA playoffs are started. I figured we would... Because we never really talked about basketball movies. There's a few, like Hidden Gems.
Yeah, there are quite a few.
And it was like... So I thought, like, hey, that would be an interesting topic. So you want me to kind of start it off, or you want to start it off?
You can kick it. Okay. What you
got? I got quite a few. So, like, I know you said, like, yours get, like, comical to serious... Mine are kind of like all over the place, so I'll just touch upon them. I haven't seen it. Well, Adam Sandler is in two basketball movies. He's in this movie called Hustle, apparently, which is supposed to be like uplifting. And then he is in one of his like best movies, Uncut Gems. Where technically the whole point, it's not bad, but basketball is a theme in that movie. So I included it. Like, have you seen Uncut Gems?
No, but I heard about it.
Oh, you need to watch it, man. It's
breaks into more serious roles, I think.
Yeah, it's like you need to watch Uncut Gems. That's probably like one of his best movies. It was on Netflix. I don't know if it's still on there, but yeah. If I had to recommend one movie to go watch Uncut Gems, because it's you're like, wow, I've never seen anything like that. I put Uncle Drew up there. I haven't seen it. A lot of people like it, you know.
I did. I saw that one. That was fun, and that was a funny one. A little cute, a little stupid, but it was cute.
That's probably what it is. Yeah, I remember when it was coming out, they were hyping it up a lot, but I just never went and saw it. You know, but what I did see, and this might be, I'm looking at this list. This is definitely one of the better, the best basketball movies. But it is the first Space Jam. Although I did see Space Jam New Legacy, which was bad. But the original Space Jam was so good with Jordan and Looney Tunes.
That was a good one too. We saw it in the theater when it first came out. Everyone was pumped.
Yeah,
I was pumped up.
Yeah, that was just a product of the '90s. But yeah, it was amazing.
Doesn't matter what age you are, it's gonna make you appreciate the game for yourself. It's what got me into my short basketball phase I had.
Yeah, there's a couple of movies that are kind of like that we're gonna touch upon, it's kind of a story movie, but they have a new movie called Rise. It's about what does face for the Milwaukee Bucks, and it's a Disney movie. Yeah.
Bill West, who's the star?
I can't say he's like Greek. He's like the Greek center for Milwaukee right now. Mm-hmm. He has like some like really hard name to say. Like if you
who plays him in the movie, huh?
Like literally some nobody, like just some like random actor, like some upcoming Disney kid star, like no one like notable. I was like, but a notable movie person was a Teen Wolf. Yeah, have you seen Teen Wolf?
No, never saw it, but heard of it, Heard of it.
It's a really fun, goofy movie, but
it looked that way when I see the pictures.
Because he's a teenage werewolf, and like for whatever reason, being a teenage werewolf apparently makes you like really great at basketball. So he was kind of a joke, but
run a lot more, work a lot more, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. It was one of those goofy 80s comedies, but they made, what's his face?
Michael J. Fox?
Yeah, he's a friend. They made a Teen Wolf 2. It's not as good, though, but the first Teen Wolf, it's just like Goofy's 80s movie. You were like he's a werewolf in high school and he plays basketball. It's bizarre. And they've made like two MTV like TV shows. Both were like, well, I like the 2000 version, and then they did like I tried to do like what they did with Riverdale, and like super dark and gritty version, which I tried to watch that. It's
the
just
one on MTV, you mean?
Yeah, they were both on MTV.
Yeah, I remember that's why I never saw all the movie. Every time I think of that, I think the MTV show that was my sister's favorite one. Like every Thursday, the TV room was off limits because she had to watch that.
Yeah, it's such a weird concept, but I guess it works.
The Twilight series was ending, so no more Jacob, so they had to settle for him instead.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was about. Anyway, Teen Wolf was
It's a fun ride if you can find it on any streaming service. It's kind of goofy, but that's the charm of it.
I think we have it on. I think it's on Hulu now, so I can check that out later.
Yeah, I don't have Hulu. I know Hulu has a lot of good shows. That's not it. What I have seen also, which I know the remakes on Hulu, but I'm talking about the original, is A White Man Can't Jump, which is a pretty good comical basketball movie.
Yeah, it is now. An interesting concept. I saw that one yesterday with the family. Interesting movie. Definitely one of Woody's better titles.
Well, he's an underrated actor. You did Natural Born Killers.
Not that one.
Yeah, he's pretty. You see that? He's pretty crazy in that. Like the thing about Woody Harrelson is, his career started off weird, and then he started doing like more like stuff like people like Zombieland, and then he did some other serious roles. But he's had an up and down career.
Kind of a back and forth. One minute he can be a funny, likable guy. The next minute, he's a super serious. So the thing I remember him most from is short role in No Country for Old Men.
Was he in that?
Carson Wells, kind of a lighter-hearted guy, but much more but just as serious, not as dark as Javier Bardem's character.
Because I know Tommy Lee Jones is in that, but I'm trying to think. Is he? Man, I haven't seen that movie in so long.
It's a must see.
Is he one of the sheriffs that gets shot?
he's not one of the sheriffs. He's another killer.
That's what it is. I remember now. I see the screenshot. Yeah.
Another assassin, kind of a competition with Javier Bardem's character, but they never really get into it because Javier. They just sit and talk together with Javier.
That is right. Now I remember. I forgot he was in that movie. That's crazy.
He was like, "You have any idea how crazy you are?" Anton goes, "You mean the nature of this conversation?" What he does, "I mean the nature of you."
Yeah, that's a bizarre movie.
Memorable scene, being very well shot and directed and everything. But anyway, yeah, white man can't jump. Definitely a good one there.
Yeah, there was a semi-pro with Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm.
Andre 3000 is that movie, too. Hey, Woody Harrison's also in that movie. What am I saying?
Mm-hmm.
He likes basketball. I didn't even think about that.
That's the question. Was that based on any true story?
No. Everyone jokes because Andre 3000 player gets drafted to the Spurs. But no, it was just a goofy, silly movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like, cause I don't know like the basketball history, but I know like they used to have like minor leagues and stuff. Like they brought back a 3-on-3 like tournament. I think Ice Cube sponsors a lot of those games. And then they have like, or they used to have, it was called like Development League. It's like where like a lot of players would play like for different teams before if they would get picked up. There's so many like weird things in sports. Like before, like XFL and USFL football became, there was a thing called the Spring League, which I didn't even know existed, and it was just like, yeah, they just like football that played in the spring, but no, it was never. It did get televised, but it would never sell tickets or promote it. It was weird. It was like Japan apparently has like a football team that's like really good. So I was like, yeah, I was like, it's bizarre, bro. But yeah, so that was a movie. Other comical ones is John Tucker Must Die, which is a really bad movie, but it has basketball stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
So then there was also Like Mike. They made several of them.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one. That was a cute one.
Yeah, I saw the first one with Bow Wow because he was a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, and he was like everything, and it's fun. You know, you get Michael Jordan's shoes and you can play like him. It's kind of funny and comical. They have a similar premise. There was a movie called Thunderstruck, and it had Kevin Durant. And it was much like that with Space Jam, where, like, I can't explain it. Like it was like his shoes or his jersey or something like that. Where, like, this kid, like, it's weird, bro. It's a bad movie. But he gets, like, it's like a magical basketball or whatever. But it's implied he steals Kevin Durant's basketball skills, and he becomes like great at basketball, and then Kevin Durant has to approach him to get his basketball skills. It was a movie. It was like a basketball movie.
Interesting.
Some of the more serious ones, I guess, because that was all the comedy ones. We have Ben Affleck's The Way Back. I haven't actually watched that, but that's supposed to be based on, it's like where he plays like a basketball coach. It's supposed to be pretty good. Some movie called Boogie. Have you seen Boogie or heard about it?
Mm-hmm.
It's about like again, it's not supposed to be based. I don't know if it's based on or loosely based on true events, but this kid in China, he's really good at basketball, and he's kind of on the streets, and he's called Boogie, and it's like it's a basketball movie. Coach Carter was pretty good. That's based on the true story, and they got whoever the guy to play him is Samuel Jackson. So it was like Coach Carter's pretty good.
Yeah, that was Channing Tate. I think that was Channing Tatum's first role.
Is Channing Tatum in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta look this up. I didn't know that. Coach Carter?
Yeah, plays Jason Lyle. It was his first role.
He's one of the players, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let me check this out, Ry. You really throwing me for a loop.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, he's in this. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Shaved head and everything. Yeah.
Magic Mike for G.I. Joe, even before Step Up.
I'm gonna say, I was like, you left out Step Up, yeah. Step Up 1 and Step Up 2. He makes like a brief cameo in Step Up 2. That was such a weird, like, how did they make four movies out off that franchise?
Everyone loves the day. Loves Danzman. Everyone loves Danzman, I guess.
Not me. I like good movies. I was like, I like good dance movies. Let me refer to it. Man, whatever happened to Rick Gonzalez? He was like, I gotta go look up his career.
He's still doing things here and there.
Well, it says he's an Arrow, but like, I'm like what?
Yeah, he was.
I thought he was because I feel like he was always unappreciated because he was in like a lot of like really like old school.
Yes, he did, and he's a side character in a lot of shows and a lot of movies. But I think he's starting to, you know, break into lead and regular cast member stuff now.
I don't know, man. I'm looking at his IMDb, and he's not in a lot.
Not a lot. It's work in progress.
His biggest thing right now, and hasn't been, is his last thing he was in was Law and Order, and then Arrow. He hasn't been in anything else ever since then. But I remember he's good in Old School, The Rookie, Arrow. He's funny in Roll Bounce. He's great in Coach Carter. He wasn't Biker Boys. That piece of crap movie. Apparently he's in Mr. Yeah, Biker Boys was bad, bro. Oh, he was in Legends. He was in Legends of Tomorrow. Apparently, he was in Mr. Robot. Yeah, he hasn't been in two other things. He's been in a couple episodes of NCSI. Yeah, but he's in Guilt Trip apparently with Steph Rogen and Barbara Streisand. But I always thought like, man, they slept on him because like he has some funny bits and all this other stuff.
He does.
And like he was really good in Coach Carter. That was my little rant. So I was like, what happened to that guy? But
doing this thing.
So Coach Carter. I forgot to talk about that's the comedy one, the Basketball. It was a creator of South Park's movie. You could technically count that maybe as a baseball movie, but it's like, have you seen Basketball?
Uh-uh.
It has some. It's also a really funny movie because it's the creator of South Park. But basically, it's like it's by Matt and Trevor. They essentially play themselves in it, but they play two friends, and they literally create this sport called basketball. They originally just pick up chicks, and it becomes like a whole phenomenon. And it's just like a really goofy, funny movie. It has that like that South Park humor, because it's like a mix between basketball and baseball. So it's like it's really funny. Reggie Jackson's in it. He's also in Benchwarmers, but that's baseball. That'll be next month's topic. I was like, it was the last funny one. We got Glory Road, which is based off the West Texas real story. Those are pretty good. We got, now we're getting Hoosiers. Everyone loves Hoosiers.
Saw that one. That was definitely a feel good for me.
Yeah. We have, I guess now I'm getting in the weird category. So it's I remember seeing it and not liking it, but people really like it because I think it's Ray Allen's in it. Or it's like, it's some like a famous basketball, Shaquille's in it. But a lot of people really like He Got Game with Denzel Washington and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, but.
Saw that one. It's one of those eye-opening movies. He was talking about the NCAA and their shady dealings.
You think that's why it got so popular? It might be have a point. It was a Spike Lee joint. I forgot.
Showed how far they are and powerful the NCAA is willing to go in order to rake in the players and rake in money. They're going so far as influencing people's lives, getting involved with the government. They were getting too powerful.
Yeah, it was Ray Allen. Yeah, that was a weird movie, man. Rick Fox is in that. I forgot.
Was another one of those movies that highlighted Denzel that he could, you know, all do good as a good guy, and another one as a bad guy.
Yeah, that's true. I was like, Shaquille, isn't it John Wall? He's also a big basketball player. I'm looking like Scottie Pippen's with Charles Barkley, wasn't it? Yeah, mm-hmm. I was like, I guess Jordan makes, no, Jordan's not in it, but they reference him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that was an interesting movie though, and I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I put it on the list. Yeah, I forgot it was a Spike Lee joint. What else we got? Some love basketball movies before I get to my last three documentaries. Just Right with Common. Dwight Howard's in that movie. It's like Common and Queen Latifah. I like that movie. It's one of like the rare rom-coms I like. But yeah, I go on.
Interesting one. I saw that one.
Yeah, it's something. It was like,
I thought it was a cute little movie. It shows, you know, what it's like behind the scenes with the athletes and there all the medical stuff that goes into it.
Yeah, that's true. So that's kind of interesting on that part. One I didn't like, but I included it just because a lot of people like it, is Love and Basketball.
Mm.
And I was like, it's like the they were like Love and Basketball story, but I didn't even like that one as much.
Why not?
It just wasn't my cup of tea. Story's kind of like lame.
I had that one on my list too. It's a typical romance story when they're not playing, but when you look deeper into it, it kind of highlights the disparity that goes on between the NBA and the WNBA. You know, seeing two sides of the same coin, except one side is more popular and more powerful than the other one.
Yeah. I get all that, but I'm going to pull the Dolomite move from, like, My Name is Dolomite. Who gives a fuck? I was like, no one cares. I was like, it's like...
One of those ones that tries to make you think. It doesn't... Not the whole premise of the movie.
Like, I know. I'm just like, I was like, hey, that's good and everything, but I really don't care.
Oh, but it does make you think, okay, I see what they're getting at here.
Yeah, part of me also is like, well, you know, females were like dunking and doing like the crazy shit LeBron does. Maybe they would sell more tickets, but they're not. So it was like, I've been to WNBA games. Like they're fun and everything, but they're not NBA games. Yeah, I was like,
not as big as the other ones were.
Yeah, but hey, that's just my hot takes. You know, it's like. Everyone making a big fuss that, like, you know, Lizzo and Jack Black are in the new Mandalorian, but, like, I don't really care. Mm-hmm. I was like,
me neither. It was just like they'll take anybody in the show. Trying to get people into it.
Yeah, it definitely feels like, yeah, I get that sense sometimes, but like even like Boba Fett. I was like, do we really need Thundercat in there and like other people? But whatever. The only other three ones I have, and they're all documentaries. I put the year Yao just because I was a big Yao mean fat. He helped our Houston Rockets basketball team. They have a documentary about him, how he's huge in China, like property wise, and does off for his community. And he was like, hey, when he came over to play for the Rockets, it was big. Murder Ball, which is interesting. Have you ever seen or heard about Murder Ball?
Murder Ball.
It was like, so like, it is a basketball movie, but it's like the Wheel Basketball League movie. Like, you know, like wheel, the awesome. Wheelchairs, like, and they play basketball because that's a legit thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's like, they have a whole movie about it. It's interesting because like these guys are like in the best shape of their life. They're just paralyzed. And like, they have a game and they're like, they're like, you know, because they have like those different kind of like wheelchairs, the inclines, where like the big old like wheels, and you have to really like, you know, roll them to get them move. So like they're crashing into stuff, like shoot, it was entertaining to watch, and this is a fascinating documentary. But and the last one I have, which I think is like one of the best documentaries, just the fact it's related to basketball I've ever seen, was Hoop Dreams. Have you seen or heard about Hoop Dreams? I think that's on HBO Max.
Yeah, that one I did see.
Yeah, that was just very interesting about, you know, those two young college athletes and how they were like the best of time, and all like, you know, follows their career trying to make it to college into the pros. And ultimately what happens is like tragic, and I won't spoil it for anyone that would watch it, but it's also very, that one's very eye-opening and interesting. Like, huh, I know it's different now because college athletes can get paid through sponsorships and stuff. So it's like, it's interesting. Like as far as like someone making like really big money.
I'm just like, do they have to? It's supposed to be student first, you know?
I don't know, man. Like, they're making, Peyton Manning, his kid, because he signed with UT. He has, like, a deal with, like, some company, and he's making, like, a lot of money. And he hasn't even, like, he's not even a sophomore. It's just, like, crazy how that works now. But, that was, like, it for us. I had the basketball movies. Any ones I left out that you want to talk about or anything?
Let's see. No, you covered most of my list. Only one didn't get on there. It was an old one with Nick Nolte. You're called Blue Chips. I saw that one a while back.
I don't think I've ever seen Blue Chips. Let me look that up.
Yeah, it's not as well known as He Got Game was, but it's an interesting one too. Another goes into the NCAA and it's shady. Enticing players with promises of money and throwing matches here and there.
That's interesting. I mean, you see a little bit of the enticing money thing with He Got Game and even the documentary Hoop Dreams, but the and Shaquille's also in this, huh?
And yeah, it was one of those tough movies to watch. Makes you really start to wonder and ask a question or two.
Yeah, who knows what those are behind the scenes.
Favorite one on the list was Glory Road. That was a eye opener for me.
Yeah.
You liked it? Yeah, like that was, you like, just like, I just thought it was, you know, just simply an all black act team. But when they go into the final scene where they kick the line up, yeah. I was like, they're serious about this. There was a lot more to it than I thought it was. Like, it's not a universal type deal.
Yeah. Did you ever read his book? I don't know if you did. He wrote like a book about it. Yeah,
heard a clip of it on Audible one time, but never read the whole thing.
Yeah, I think I read it like when the movie came out because I was interested. Like he has an interesting career when he was at West Texas, and he did a lot for that school. I know he said like in the book it was like, oh, it was just like it wasn't the matter they were black or white. It was just like those were the best. They were the best players, so I started the best players, and that's how he saw it. He also, which was interesting, because everyone forgets, he was one of like the players that played like when Bob Knight first like coached. Do you know who Bob Knight is? Bob Knight was an old basketball coach. He was like the basketball coach, but he was also, and I will say this, crazy. Like Bob Knight was crazy. Like he was a coach that was known for like, you know, throwing chairs. And, you know, whip, like, literally whipping his players with like, a whip. Like, I'm not making this shit up. Yeah. So, it was like, yeah. So, it was like, he was, like, a great coach. But he was, like, known for doing crazy stuff. Like, and, like, I forget what his name is. But the coach that is West Texas, he talks about it because.
Hopkins,
yeah. I was like.
Hoskins.
Yeah, because like when he was like a player underneath him, he talked about where like he would run his players like to death, literally he would run them to like if you look at your foot right now and that you have the like circular ball on like your heel, he would run his players so much that ball on your heel would just fall off. So it was like, because like you'd put so much tension on it. And you're probably wearing those. Oh, we didn't even talk about Air. That's technically a new basketball movie. I don't even know if it's good or not. About Air Jordans. But yeah, because he'd be wearing.
I thought about including that on the list, but I wasn't sure if it counted. It is just a thing on the brand and everything.
Yeah, it counts. I mean, if I included Uncut Gems, Teen Wolf, John Tucker Must Die, if it has basketball, that was the whole point. But yeah, because that movie circling around basketball. But yeah, Bob Knight would run his players to death where like balls on the heels of their feet would physically fall off. Because you're probably wearing like those cheap ass Chuck Taylors. We have no arch support. So but crazy shit like that. But yeah, I guess that's it, man. You know, on the 50-minute mark, you know, we'll be back in May. It's like hopefully more news will pop in by then. And then I guess we'll finish out our sports series and do baseball because baseball season started. Uh-huh. But baseball will be around for a while. So, and then I got some other topics.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I guess that's it, man.
That's all we got for y'all out there. Keep playing, keep reading, keep watching. And we'll see you next month when we got the finest sport in America, the sport that I played myself in for 10 years.
Yeah, everyone played Little League. And there's always that debate. I guess it's technically still is America's pastime. Some people might argue football because what football became. Although, when the Astros played the Dodgers, what was that, 2017?
Uh-huh.
And they had that ridiculous 16 inning or whatever it was. Uh-huh. They said they got for the first time in 20 years or something like that, higher ratings than Monday Night Football. So yeah, it was crazy. But I guess it's it. So you know, this has been episode 44. Donate if you guys like. Subscribe, all that good stuff. You know, because it helps us. Put us on the map. Rate us if you feel. If you do a good rating, I'll read it out loud on the podcast. But until next time, guys. You guys take care.
See you guys. Nói thêm một câu nữa có khi khiến anh buồn. Nếu em làm như thế trong em có hứng không? Đi vô nhà thương, em thương. Giây phút em gặp anh là em biết em si tình. Things are so different.